This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Easter, everyone. In today's readings, we have two contrasting responses to Easter. We see one response with the chief priests and the members of the Sanhedrin, and another response with the women at the tomb and St. Peter. It's very important for us to see those two responses and then ask, what really is my response to what we celebrated yesterday and what we're supposed to celebrate every day? First response was of the chief priests and the leaders of the Sanhedrin. They had already done everything that they could to try to prevent people from coming to Jesus. They had had him arrested under false pretenses. They had had people perjure themselves during his trial. And even with terrible malice, they had whipped up a crowd to call for Barabbas instead of Jesus. And when Jesus, just as he had foreannounced, had risen from the dead, then they bribed the guards who had told them exactly what had happened. They were there doing their job. And then all of a sudden, big burst of light happens. Stone gets removed. Jesus walks forward. And they're startled. Yet they're bribed to tell some type of false story, that while they were asleep, somehow they saw people steal his body. Impossible when somebody's asleep. And then because his shroud and everything else was there, carry his body somehow naked through the streets of Jerusalem on a Sabbath day when you couldn't even lift a flower and carry it. But nevertheless, the soldiers took the money, they did it, because sometimes when you want to fail to believe something, you'll believe almost any alternative explanation. They resisted the fact of the resurrection because they were resisting how that was supposed to change them. Then we've got the good response. Two women running away from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed. Fearful because they didn't quite know how to explain it, how to understand it. But overjoyed because they thought that it was the dramatic exclamation point on all Jesus had foreannounced. And then they meet him. They drop down in awe and adoration. And then they're given a mission to go spread that news. And it tells us they ran. We weren't dealing with female marathon runners. So excited were they that they couldn't walk it. They had to run. They ran. And they announced to Jesus' disciples, to the apostles, that he was going to meet them. And we encounter one of those apostles just over 50 days later, preaching as a witness to Jesus' resurrection. That's what St. Peter was doing in today's first reading. announcing to everyone that Jesus had in fact risen from the dead, that great and life-changing event. And then he spent the whole rest of his life, even though he would have to suffer from the same threats from the same people who had executed Jesus, he spent the whole rest of his life spreading the news of the resurrection. So now it comes to us. What's our response to what we celebrated yesterday? There are many Catholics whose response to Easter is a one-day event, and then we can get back to chocolate, and then we can get back to wine, and then we can get back to every other thing we gave up during Lent, because that's the impact of the celebration of Easter. Life returns to normal. But the normal is not the normal Jesus wants. Pope Francis says that the fact of Jesus' resurrection has to change everything about us. He says many times Catholics behave as if life is one long Lent without an Easter, or as if they're perpetually returning from a funeral. I'm not sure that that necessarily describes us, but most Catholics seem to be perpetually returning from the kitchen, or returning from Dunkin' Donuts, or returning from the supermarket or the mall, or returning from watching their high-def TV. Most Catholics don't behave as if they're perpetually returning from an empty tomb. They don't behave like these women in the Gospel, as if they've met the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the type of dramatic transformation that's supposed to be lived by us. If today you met the risen Jesus, looking at you face to face, giving you a mission to go and announce that he has risen to others, how would your life change? Would it change your priorities for the rest of your day? Would it become more important than anything else that we had on the agenda? It ought to. And yet that's precisely what happens. Jesus comes here. We're going to drop to our knees. We're not going to try to grab onto his ankles. He's going to grab onto us from the inside. How can we keep this experience to ourselves? And at the very end, with a British accent, Jesus is going to say, "Go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord." We're supposed to run with this message, just like these women did in this gospel, and run with joy. That's what the psalm was all about. When we prayed, "My heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. Because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld. Because you rose from the dead, I will too, provided that I live, die, and live forever in you. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever." That's what Easter is about. May the people who encounter us today recognize we haven't returned from a funeral. We haven't returned from just the ordinary things of day-to-day human life, but we've returned from meeting the risen Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.